FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
And we're back for round two already.
I know. Once again, Maddie off sick, but we've got Jackson in here.
Yo. Yeah, boy. I'm not as fresh as yesterday. I'm a little bit tired. I had an incident last night.
Did you? What happened?
Okay, so this has never happened to me before, but I went to get into bed and my dog had gotten into my room somehow. I don't know how because he's not normally in there. He peed all through my bed.
Jackson.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, so I was up so late. Luckily, I have, like, a mattress protector, so,
oh,
like, it didn't
God.
Seep through, but I just had to change my bed sheets.
Do you have a waterproof one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too. I only buy waterproof mattress protectors.
Super awkward. When I brought my bed and the mattress protector, the woman that sold it to me did a little bit of a wink, and she's like, it's waterproof.
Oh.
Isn't that bizarre?
You know, there's this ad rolling around on telly at the moment for... Do you guys know this Kinney show?
Kinney, no.
Yeah, he's like a comedian. He does like a sketch show. And he's like... The advertising is, if you wink in situations, does it change it? That's an example of it definitely changing it.
Yeah.
Like, if you say it's waterproof, no wink... It's waterproof.
Yeah. Sweat and bodily oils. But
yeah,
wink.
Exactly. Or what are you doing?
What do you think I'm getting
up
to?
Weirdo.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, why not?
How are you, Hamish?
Hamish, yes, I'm very well, thank you, Jade.
That's good.
How are you, Jade?
Yeah, it's been a bizarre morning. I never do this, but I forgot my phone at home. So luckily I clicked. Like, not even halfway to work, a quarter of the way. I was like, oh, no, pulled over, had to check through my car. Not here, go home.
Was that when you realised it? Do you realise when you don't know the way anymore? Is that it, or...?
No, I wanted to listen...
You on the GPS?
No, I wanted to listen to Taylor Swift's Christmas Tree Farm. Like, it's her Christmas song. Huh? Yeah, I know.
It's May, Jade.
I know it's May, but I like to listen to Christmas music. It puts me in a good mood sometimes. Because Christmas makes you happy. And I was just like, it is hard second day in, I find, coming, like, waking up after a weekend. It hits you harder than the first day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wisdom of Jade. Mm. Get some Christmas music out. Next, though, we will be finding out all the latest things re-COVID-19 from Hamish.
I've done it after Shepherd. Let me down easy. 6:08 with the Novos on UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
This is, of course, our chance to find out all the updates re-COVID-19. Hamish, what have we got going on?
Well, a little bit happening overnight and yesterday as well, too. Namely, schools will go back as of next week, as of Monday. They've been, of course, 2 months of online lessons, but public schools will return to the classroom full-time from Monday. A few changes, though. No assemblies, no school excursions or inter-school sporting activities, but and it has been a phased introduction of classrooms in the last... week or so, but this is a full-time return to classrooms, which, I think a lot of people will be happy about that.
So is this just New South Wales?
Yes. Well, yeah, this is just New South Wales.
Right.
All state schools will go back as of next week.
A lot of parents will be cheering,
I reckon, so,
about that.
Yeah.
There's positives and negatives, though.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're not getting to spend as much time with their kids.
Their kids, and also they don't have to fight for car parks in the morning at the drop-off zone.
But then also the positive is they don't have to spend as much time with their kids.
I was about to say, spent enough time in the last 2 months. But there you go. Yeah. Okay. So something happened overnight internationally as well. So China says they will now support a. It's a UN resolution for an investigation into the global response to the COVID-19. But this is a little bit different to what Australia's been pushing for. They're supporting one that's been that will be led by the World Health Organization. Now, Australia and about 20 other countries have been saying, no, we want this to be independent. Because part of the problem is, well, part of the issue that they want to look at is how the WHO handle it. And
well, they were
much
very
point.
Late in, kicking into gear when this sort of thing should have been up and running ASAP.
Exactly. And that's what Australia and several other countries are pushing for, an investigation into everything, including the WHO. And, you know, but China's saying, oh, well, we want an investigation, but led by the WHO.
So, I want to find out how much money we're chipping into the WHO, because I was watching on the news and good old Trump, he put a tweet up about how when they do start contributing back funds to the WHO, they're only going to be matching what China puts in, because China puts in a pittance. I can't remember the exact figure, but compared to what America was paying, like, it was
so
nothing.
Australia paid the WHO $54 million. In 2018.
Yeah, but I can't remember how much China was. I'd have to look up.
China, 9.8 million.
Yeah.
Which does seem a pretty pittance.
Yeah,
in
dodgy.
In comparison to the 1.4 billion people that they've got.
Exactly.
About,
so, you know what?
Possibly getting ill.
I was actually, you know what? Go Trump for doing that. And I reckon Australia should do the same. It should be equal amounts.
I think, well,
based on how many people you know, to that country.
That's tricky because some highly populated countries have a smaller economy.
Yeah.
But perhaps it should be some sort of balance between your GDP, that's how much the country's making, and how many people they got.
Well, that's what I think they should be investigating.
Well, absolutely.
Because I don't want Australia being screwed over.
Well, it's not exactly screwed over.
I know.
If the WHO, like, solves a lot of
problems.
Big problems, it's a worthwhile investment. But you do raise a good question.
And a little bit more locally, health officials say around 7,700 locals have used the McDonald Jones Stadium testing clinic. Now, that's the vast majority of people who have been tested for COVID-19 in the Hunter. It's more than 90%, well more than 90%, but it's now closed. But there are still clinics that are around the Hunter, so if you do need to get tested, there are plenty of other places you can get tested. So do look them up. There are ones, they're looking at Inverell and Glen Innes at the moment, but there are still testing clinics at, the John Hunter, the Calvary Mater, and Maitland and Belmont hospitals.
See, to me that says, if you make something as awful as it might be really convenient, people will just do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, getting that thing shoved up your nose, if you make it a drive-through, people are have a go at that.
Everyone loves a drive-through.
They do. That's why your McDonald's and KFC are so popular. Because you can just drive through and get it.
Yep, 100%. Oh, well, thanks, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Very interesting.
Guys, something is in my box this morning on 13:10:09. If you would like to guess what is inside, I'm going to give it a shake.
There we go. And if you do get it right, a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine up for grabs. First clue, you use it just once and then throw it away. 13:10:09. What is inside Jade's box this morning?
After a check on our roads.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
We have a delicious bottle of wine from the Hunter Valley up for grabs on 13:10:09. You just have to guess what is inside my box. So I'm going to give it a shake. And the first clue was, Crevo,
you use it once and then you just throw it away.
All right, so the lines are open if you just want to have a stab in the dark. 13:10:09.
I'll give one more clue and then we'll wrap this thing up because nobody's calling.
Yeah.
Next clue is, what's inside your box is actually more than one of this item. You just use one very little one.
That made no sense.
Oh.
Okay, inside it is normally a lot of rubbish.
No, that's true. All right, that's right.
Oh, hold on. You're lucky. We're going to call her.
All right.
Oh, do you want me to put on hold?
That's okay. New FM, who's this?
Yeah, g'day, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing this morning?
Hello.
Hey, just on the way to work.
Oh, what do you do to be up so early?
Central Coast up to Cliff Lee and Gillison Heights and all that. We're doing all the new home stuff there for Thomas Ball Homes.
Oh, cool. That's an awesome job. Like, what's your specific trade? Like, do you put the frames up or?
No, I'm not a framer. I just do all the in-between jobs for the boss. So truck driving, dropping off sand, all that sort of, just all the loose ends.
Yeah, nice.
Just a general go-get-em man, aren't you?
That's the one.
That would be the fun one, because your job would be changing all the time. You'd be doing a bit of everything, so you wouldn't necessarily get in that, like, boredom or that rut of doing the same thing at work all the time.
That's what everyone else in the company don't understand. I've got it good.
they think you're a bit lower down, and you're like, I'm sweet, I'm loving life.
Basically, I'm the shit kicker. Oh, I meant, yeah.
All right, Michael, what do you think's in my box this morning?
Okay, well, I'm just going to have a... I think it might be a packet of ear cleaners.
Unfortunately not.
No.
Thanks, though.
I'm sorry. I really wanted you to win, too.
Thanks for hanging out with us, man. Have a great day. Let's go to one more. New FM, who's this?
It's Paris.
Paris.
Hey, Paris.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's the way. What's on for your day?
I'm just on my way to work.
Nice one, nice one. All right, well, what do you think is inside Jade's box this morning?
Well, I'm going to go out of the box in this one, and I think it's condoms.
Unfortunately not. Good guess, though.
All right.
It's time for the reveal.
The reveal. It's my drum roll.
Oh, very good, Jade. It's actually a roll of garbage bags. There we go.
Yeah, you put a lot of rubbish in it.
You couldn't have made it any easier. Next, though, if something is annoying you about COVID, aside from the usual, 131009, we're opening up the COVID cry line.
Yeah.
This is just your chance to vent. And just, you know, say, oh, this is really annoying me, or the kids have been driving me up the wall, or whatever it is that's been driving you nuts. 131009, we're opening up the COVID cry line after the news.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
I just want to give a big shout out today to my garbo man, my garbage man, getting around Broadmeadow, because I met him for the first time today.
Yeah.
So I walked out the front of my street and I saw the garbage truck coming. I was like, oh, quick. So I actually thought, you know what, I'll move the bin out even further so he doesn't have to, you know, judge the distance with the cars and everything and hurt his neck. So I pushed it out because I didn't realise they sit on the left-hand side of the truck.
Yeah, that's so they can see them all.
Yeah, and so, and he was like, had his elbow out and he had his neck cranked around looking to, because there's all cars parked along the street, so he's trying to make sure he doesn't hit the cars and gets the bin.
Of course.
But tough job, because a lot of people just stick their bins out and don't care or don't give enough room between the recycling and the garbage. Anyway, I said, oh, hey, mate, how you going? I probably woke up the whole street because the truck was so loud and I'm yelling. He's like, yeah, good. I'm like, oh, you were up early? And he's like, yeah.
He said that before.
And then I was like, oh, thanks so much for emptying my bin. He's like, no worries. I was like, see ya.
What was his name?
I don't know. I didn't catch it. But he looked like he was having a really good time.
Oh,
like,
that's
he had a big smile on his face. And yeah, but he was nice. So shout out to all the garbage collectors.
Yeah, well, they make good money too.
They do, actually.
Up early, but they're getting paid for it. You know,
yeah.
Which is good. Hey, next, though, 131009, we are opening up the COVID cry line. So this is the thing that's just really bugging you about this whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
Like, petty things is better.
Oh, I've got a great example.
All right, give it.
So I had to go to 4 different chemists to try and find eyebrow dye. So all I wanted to do was dye my eyebrows a bit darker, give some definition.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the dark brown anywhere.
Is that because everyone's just dyeing their eyebrows?
Yeah, because no one can go to the beautician at the moment.
Everyone's
been out buying, and all I could find was blackest black or black blue.
Mm.
So everyone's buying all the darkest brown. And I was calling, almost to the point where I was on the phone calling, and I was like, put it on hold. And then, like, I wrote and got it, but oh my God, what a nightmare. That's my COVID cry line today.
Yeah, well, I was chatting to someone the other day, and they went to I was telling you guys before, TK Maxx.
Yeah.
And because they've just reopened recently, it was about an hour, they said, to wait to pay.
Oh.
Blame COVID. 13 10 09. We're opening up this. You can just have your little petty complaints. This is your chance to vent. And we'll throw you in the running for a Jester's Mobile Car Clean inside and out worth $70. Imagine that, your car beautiful and shiny, all thanks to Jester's.
Yeah, win that just for having a whinge.
All right. Exactly.
Jump on the phone. Going to do it after these Screaming Jets. It's better. Waking up with the Novos on UFM 639. The Screaming Jets chasing top to 23 on the coast, 23 in Maitland in the valley. That fog's going to lift. It's going to be sunny. You're waking up with the Novos.
So we're opening up the COVID cry line. If you want to have a whinge about something, we've got an awesome car clean valued at $70 inside and out, Jester's Mobile Car Clean. That's an awesome thing. But also want to flip it because we were having a chat about this off air just now. Unpopular opinion. Some people
are loving it.
Loving the isolation. Certain elements of it.
Elements of it. Like my husband Benny, he hates like going to the shops and it being packed. Like at Christmas time, it was just busy.
Nightmare.
Even on a weekend or after school, after three, off all the parents taking to the kids to the shops to get what they need for dinner. Like Westfield Katara sometimes can be a nightmare doing circles for parks.
Yeah.
Ben's been in his element. He's like, Jade, I'm actually liking COVID-19 because I can get a car park.
I mean, we say that. Obviously, you know, that's because a lot of things have been put into place that's making it livable.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, there are certain elements. No traffic's been pretty sweet.
No traffic's been
just
great.
Quietly.
Driving home, my commute's been cut down about an hour, 40
Has
minutes.
It?
Yeah, yeah. I get home so much earlier now because there's no traffic on the freeways and stuff like that.
Wow.
And parking's free in Sydney at the moment.
Really?
Because I have off-street parking, so I have to, and it's 2-hour zones.
Oh.
So there's no ranges around, so you can just park there as long as you like.
So what do you have to pay for parking when you're...
No, you've just got to move it every 2 hours.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
How do you relax on a weekend? I couldn't. I'd have always be thinking about what time is it? Checking the clock, got to move my car.
Oh, it's, that's the life of
city
living. Yeah. Well, Jade, you were saying before that what do you call it? Your hands are getting very dry.
Oh, okay.
That's probably one thing that's annoying you a little bit.
Yeah, I'll go back on the whinge train.
Mm.
I hate, you know me, I can be a big germaphobe, and I do have, like my hand sanitizer.
Mm.
But at the moment, it's a bit much. Like, I have to hand sanitize, which is great, into every store, out of every store. Like, I actually went shopping, I was on one of the stores on Beaumont Street on Sunday, I think it was, with my mother-in-law. And it was actually really nice. The lady's like, oh, I'm sorry, ladies, can you please hand sanitize when you come in? I was thinking, oh, not again. Like, I just put some on the last shop, like, my hands, I'm clean. It was a nightmare. And they're getting really, really dry because of change of season.
Oh, as well, because it's drying out
winter. So now I've got to moisturize every night before bed. I'm like, another routine, please? I don't need this.
Absolutely. What's the goss up next with Jackson?
Yes.
What's on the way?
Look, you know how much I love Ellen DeGeneres, so why not grace you with another bad story about her? Katy Perry and her husband get up to some weird, boring stuff in lockdown. I'm going to tell you about it all up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, yeah. You ready for it? Another round of What's the Goss?
Yeah.
So, everyone knows how much I love Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
So, of course, I get so excited when a bad story hits the press and I can tell you guys. So
Hook right in.
Yeah, I had a lot to choose from overnight because a few come out. But I'm going to talk to you about the celebrities that she's had banned from her show. So let's pump up her theme song. So, people who are not walking out to this include Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
Oh.
So apparently Caitlyn Jenner went out in her memoir and said that Ellen DeGeneres alienated her from the LGBTQI community. And Ellen was like, nope, you're out. Bye.
That's ridiculous. Why? Mm.
Apparently it was her stance on gay marriage at the start of it.
Okay.
For Ellen. So, Ellen's like, nope, you're cut. Vince Vaughn, for comments that he made in a movie.
Okay, what?
He hasn't been in anything in ages.
No, so long, so it's a bit of a long vendetta. Kathy Griffin has made the list.
Really?
Yep, so the day after Ellen banned her from the show, she apparently went on and did a monologue to open the show about how mean and ugly Kathy Griffin is.
Did she really do that?
Yeah.
Come on, Smelling. Do you really have to
Ellen's
do that?
Ellen's got to lift her game. Sherry Shepherd as well, who's off The View. She's a little bit of a Z-grade celebrity.
Okay. I'll care less about that.
She just doesn't like Sherry Shepherd.
Okay.
And do you know what? I would be happy to be banned from Ellen.
Well, you could put that on your resume.
Well, I think you're already on that list.
I don't reckon I'd ever get invited on. But how long do you reckon Ellen's got left on her show?
I think a long time.
Do you reckon with all the bad press right now?
Everyone loved her.
I think she'll still ride it out.
I think the tides are turning. I'm going to put a year.
A year?
I'm going to say a year.
You know, that's probably...
I think longer. She has a really strong fan base. And the thing is, we hear these stories, but there's always two sides to a story. So
I think it depends if, like, something else big happens now. Like, then that will go away as a news thing. Then she'll be sweet.
Mm.
But if there's no other, like, celebrity scandals over the next month and it, like, keeps building, then they might, you know, drop her.
Well, I'm going to put $500 on it.
Really?
I think she owns a lot of, I don't know, aspects to her show, though.
Oh, she does. But she doesn't own the TV network to put it up.
Yeah, but you know what? One TV network drops her, another will pick her up.
That's true.
And it'll make it bigger and better. So
wanting to bid a bit less.
Sorry, Jackson, you're stuck with Ellen for a while.
I don't want to see the day. I'm changing tune to another woman who makes me actually happy in life, and that's Katy Perry. But she's revealed something about her husband, and it's very, very boring. So, like, do you know how people have, like, a sauna in their house, or maybe they'll have, like, a room where they just read books and drink?
Yeah.
A little library or something.
This is what Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have just installed in their house.
We have a Lego room in our house. He gets these Legos that are, like, super hard to do, like the ones, the cars, the model cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he'll make those in 2 days. And then he displays them on the wall. We have a Lego wall.
Did she marry, like, a 12-year-old boy?
Legitimately.
Like, what the hell?
A lot of people are into that.
That's true, though.
It's huge. That's why Lego's, like, just crazy big company.
Well, that show goes gangbusters as
well. Lego Masters.
Yeah, people love it.
It's one of the top-rating shows.
But do you know what I was thinking when I heard that? Could you imagine Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom hosting that? That is a show I'd watch.
Actually,
the US
you know
version
what?
Of Lego Masters. Mm.
Watching her dance around, like, you know, Ellen on a coffee table during that MasterChef.
Calling Jock Daddy.
Yeah, I was like, she is quirky enough to do some show like that.
I like Katy Perry. She's cool.
She'd be good for that.
Just speaking of Katy Perry, though, her new single, Daisies, I really like it.
Really good.
Really good. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen. It's really, it'll pump you up.
Oh, that's good. We need some pos vibes.
That we do. But guys, yesterday I mentioned on the show that one of my chihuahuas, Myrtle, had to go to the vet yesterday to have her nails clipped. I'll give you an update on her journey at the vet after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
So, over in South Korea, the soccer has returned without spectators, right?
Wow.
A lot of people excited about that. It's gotten huge audience numbers on TV, of course, because there's nothing else to watch sports-wise, so people are getting right into it. They did notice, of course, that they'd set up some sort of, like, mannequins in the stand to create a bit of a vibe, you know, a bit of an atmosphere. Turns out, however, they were all, in fact, inflatable adult dolls.
No.
And the fans have cracked it and said, you've got to change this.
You know what they should do? After this moment, why can't, like, big stadiums invest in just huge, like, you know, like when you've got a curtain, you pull the curtain across?
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to have, like, big ball nets of the colour of green that you can't see through. Like, just basically green curtains, so they create a green screen. So if this ever happened again, they can just wheel
I think they've actually floated that idea.
Have they?
To superimpose crowds into like football games and stuff like that on the TV because people don't want to watch it. They feel uncomfortable seeing like empty stadiums.
That's weird.
Do you know what's also interesting? I was watching a K-League game, a Korean football game.
No other sports on.
Any sport is good enough. And, you know, we saw the sort of mannequins, but then realised there's chanting. Like a crowd chanting. So I reckon
they put the ambience in as well.
Piped in pre-recorded chanting as well.
The only thing is it wasn't all female, the chanting, so it didn't match. Which is a bit weird, but
Well, there you go. At least, you know, yay, there's
so
hope.
Sports
coming
returning
back.
In a weird way. In a country far, far away.
But, guys, yesterday one of my chihuahuas, Myrtle, we had to take her to the vet because she's a little demon when it comes to getting her nails clipped. No one can do it. So she finally had to get the needle and be sedated. I'll give you an update on all things Myrtle the Chihuahua in a sec.
Yeah, going to do it after this. What a vibe. Hooper Stank. The
Ew.
Reason. 707 with the Novos. It is 105.3 New FM. Chasing tops of 23 on the coast, 23 in Maitland and the Valley. That fog is going to lift. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. You're waking up the Novos on New FM. Time for a puppy update.
Listen to that beautiful sound. They're my three chihuahuas, Coco, Reuben, and Myrtle. They are my pride and my joy. But Myrtle yesterday, she had a visit to the vet because I've spoken about it many, many, many times on this show. Myrtle refuses to let anyone clip her nails. She is a demon. Honestly, she goes from the cutest little thing you've ever seen. Mm. Like, honestly, it's like a halo. And she's like the sun. You hold her up to the light like Simba. And then all of a sudden, she'll turn into a gremlin. Like, if you bring those clippers near her, she's like this vicious demon from hell.
Is she just like, no, you can't, you know, sort of barks at you or something?
It's like her anxiety. No, she'll try to bite you and attack you. I've copped a few bites in my life.
Really?
Yeah, like, even to me, and I'm her favourite, and she won't even let me. I can manage to get just the one when I try and bribe her with a treat, but then she's like, nah. She'll try and bite the clippers. It's all sorts of kinds of hell.
Now, there's all sorts of things out there to try. Like, there's those ones that grind them down and
Trying to desensitize her with treats. So I've watched a few YouTube videos of, like, the dog whisperer and stuff. And, I've honestly, like, Dr. Harry, when there's been episodes I've looked up online, I've really tried. But she's just next level. I've never met a dog like her. And it just got to the point, like, I went to the vet. They tried giving me tablets, like a Valium, to calm her down. That didn't even work. So the next step was to take her to the vet, and they would give her, a light sedation with a needle. And if that didn't work, they'd go full anesthetic going under.
Put her to sleep.
Thank God all she needed was the needle, and they did a fantastic job. They clipped her nails, and it all worked out well. It was funny because I was so panicky because my mother-in-law dropped her off at the vet for me yesterday morning, and I was like, I wrote a note for her to, like, read back, you know.
The vet?
Yeah, like, just to make sure they were clear.
Make sure that this is done in this way, sort of thing.
I'm just like a real worried mum when you're sending your kid to camp for the first time. Mm. Like, that's what it's like. And I couldn't be there. I like to take my dogs to the vet. So I then proceeded to call the vet after my mother-in-law had dropped her off just to run through a few things.
Just to double-check that your mother-in-law delivered the message properly. Now, when you called the vet, like, you ever having quite a stern chat with them. So after you called, I actually hit record on the tape to find out what you've been talking to the vet about. And let's just have a listen.
Oh, no.
Poor little princess. My little baby girl.
What did they say? What were you after?
I just said if you've got to put her under anesthetic, may as well clean her teeth while you're at it, like if it needs to be done.
What did they say?
Mind them. She was like, oh, yep, no, we've got that in the notes. I'm like, okay, double
second. Well, you did leave half a page of notes, so yeah. Sure, yeah, good. They read them. You just got to test them, do you?
Well, because there's so many vet nurses and stuff, like, yeah. You don't know, like, you know, it's not just another dog. That's my baby.
That's my baby.
Oh, how embarrassing. Oh, well, yes, that happened yesterday behind the scenes.
That's my baby.
That's my baby. She really is. She's my fur baby.
Another round of Love It or Loathe It up next. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
The Novos on UFM.
The Novos. Love it or loathe it.
All right, it's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, having a jacuzzi.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah. I'm going to say loathe it.
You're not into it?
Not really, no. I'm not the sort of person who would use it. If I had it in my yard, it's just another thing you got to clean, you got to look after, get the leaves out of.
But don't you have a cover on it or something, don't you?
Sometimes, but a lot of people just sometimes leave them open, don't they?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of cons to jacuzzis. They're filthy germ cesspools.
Yeah.
They're very expensive to run, but no one has a funner party than a person that has a jacuzzi.
That is true.
Like, if you have a jacuzzi at your party, it is lit.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I just always sit in there with everyone around, drinking, laughing, listening to the tunes, and then I'm looking and I'm thinking, who hasn't gone out to have pee, and I'm thinking, time to get out, because at some point someone's cracked the seal. You know what I mean?
In there,
yeah, filthy,
bubbling around.
Oh, don't like it. Never put your head under.
Well, if you're worried about that, just sit in a jacuzzi by yourself.
Well, that's true.
That's
as well.
Different.
Look at me, I'm winning because I have a jacuzzi.
Well, especially outside, like in the middle of winter, you know, hot tub vibes. Got to be good, right? Reason I bring this up is this company has invented, it's like a miniature jacuzzi for your gentleman bits.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it's just for that.
So what, you dangle Mr. Johnson and, you know, spuds into the jacuzzi.
This special little jacuzzi, and it just gives them a little jacuzzi.
Wow.
Isn't that bad for you, though? Like,
why?
I always heard that tight briefs and hot water is bad for your swimmers. So, like, wouldn't that be bad for you?
Well, who knows, you know, and I don't pretend to even be a doctor, but this is an actual product you can buy.
What's the ad say? Is there a description?
It says, this is not a gag gift. Which was my first. It's an actual product. If you want to buy it for a friend, we'll let you call it a gag gift, but it's not.
Where
and they're
are you?
Quite
How
serious
interesting.
About this thing. So, what started out, they say this is from the website. What started out as a funny conversation between friends a year ago quickly turned into a conversation is we should totally do this. They call it the Testy Koozie. And was conceived as a conversation about random trends. And, yeah, it's a real product you can buy. They can come in different colours, black, white or gold.
Different sizes too. I guess it would... How awkward.
Yeah.
How are they doing it? Are they sitting down and then legs spread?
It's mostly just for
squatting?
The spuds, I think.
Just for the spuds?
Yeah. Anyway, each to their own.
No, the idea of cooking those potatoes isn't a good idea. I'm just saying, no thanks.
That's a no from Jade.
But I do say yes thanks and yes please to plants. I love indoor plants.
How many do you have?
Oh, you know what? Too many. I couldn't count them all right now. And yes, it is almost like a full-time job at home having to fertilize them and look after them. I rotate them out, you know, the sunlight. It's a big job, but you know what? I love them. And on 131009, are you living with a plant obsessed person? That's the question we want to know, because there's a great story that's come out that I can't wait to tell you about. Indoor plants
we're looking at.
Yeah,
here.
Indoor. You know what? Even backyard plants. If you're just plant obsessed, your friend, your auntie, your cousin.
Or maybe
cousin,
it's you. Dive
maybe
yourself
you.
In. Yeah.
And no shame, because I understand your obsession. 131009 after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The
Novos.
Big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe this morning. Benny came round. He's just pulled out of the driveway because he made us our amazing coffees. My latte is spot on. He gets it right every time. You know how good it is when you can order a coffee and you don't need sugar in it?
Oh, that's what I was having sugar before.
Yeah.
And I said, cut the sugar. It's too good already.
Exactly. It's honest to God. Like, it is that good. So call the boys from Happy Mobile Cafe to get them around your workplace. But they've actually introduced something new on their van. They've always had, cakes and banana bread and whatnot. But they actually have poop pops now, Crevo.
Say what now?
Poop pops. So basically, it's a lollipop. You know, like that poo emoji that you use in messages every now and again?
Yeah.
So they're selling them. They're like the poo emoji pops. They're called poop pops, and they look super cool.
Is it like a lollipop, or is it like chocolate? What is it?
Well, let's gnaw into it,
okay.
Because I haven't, I was saving mine because I wanted to surprise you with it. It's from Benny.
You definitely surprised me because I don't think anybody was expecting this ever.
And, okay, so there's different, Crevo's has a smiley face, mine has a green tongue poking out, and producer Jackson, yours has braces.
Yeah, okay.
Slight,
braces.
Slight challenge to open, all right, but we're getting there.
I've got mine open. I'm going to go in for the bite.
All right, you go first.
Oh, hang on. Don't bite real hard. Ooh.
I'm not biting that. That's an actual lollipop.
It's a lollipop with a chocolate coating, and it is delicious. Yum.
Yeah, it's like a chocolate lollipop in the shape of the poo emoji with a smiley face.
So you know what's great about that? If you ever have, like, a birthday party or you see them at the markets or wherever they are, mum and dad can get the coffee, kids can get the poop pops. There's something for everyone at Happy Mobile Cafe.
Or if somebody's been just a real poop in your life, you can just get them one of these and
say,
leave it on their
sugar
desk
up,
at work.
Sweeten up.
Sweeten up. Smile.
But guys, on 131009, we're taking your calls. Are you living with a plant-obsessed person? Or maybe you are someone who's plant-obsessed. We're taking your calls after this.
Yeah, Lewis Capaldi, before you go, it is the Novo 738 on New FM.
Before you
Lewis Capaldi on New FM 741, you are waking up with the Novos.
And we're talking plant-obsessed people this morning on 131009. If you or someone you know is plant-obsessed, I'll call that plant-obsessed hotline because there's this article that's come out. This poor husband, his wife's gone plant mad, like myself.
The indoor plants.
The indoor plants. Like, it's a jungle in their home, but to the point where he's gone viral because he had this massive rant on his Facebook because his wife came home with two ginormous, I'm talking huge, humongous, palm trees for in their bedroom. It looks like a palm tree that's on steroids on either side of the bed where the bedside tables would be. He's like, this has got to stop. And I can sort of relate because I was at Bunnings on the weekend and Ben's like, Jade, no, put it back. And I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, you got too many. And in all fairness, when I went for my walk with my mother-in-law,
took a toy off the shelf.
I had to put it back. And some might say, oh, that's a bit mean, Jay, just buy the plant. No, I do have too many. He's in his right to say that.
Safe space you can call if you feel you've got a problem.
Yeah, but
is what we're getting at.
Like, to the point where I went down the street the other day, I wasn't nicking them from people's yards, but I did manage to get a couple of cuttings because I'm on the other side of the fence, the pedestrian side. So I managed to get...
Still seems well dodgy and like theft.
Three new plant species on the weekend just from a walk. So... You know,
try and stop me then, Benny.
So
I'm not in a shop.
If you need to, talk about your plant obsession, this is the place.
All right, let's go to Nicole. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, let's hear it. Is it you that's plant obsessed or is it someone you know? Talk to us. Remember, this is a safe space here at Plants Anonymous.
Well, I don't class myself as obsessed, but I name my plants that I have at work.
You name them?
I name them. They all have a name.
Give us some of the names.
Well, the first plant we got at work was called Zanzibar.
Zanzibar?
That's cool.
Now,
yeah.
If I have to guess what kind of plant, is it like a, maybe a, a, a peace lily or is it a cactus?
And then, oh, no, it's like a hardy plant, so it says it thrives on neglect, which is why I bought it in the first place.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Right.
What other ones have you got?
And then I had to repot Zanzibar, so I split him out and I gave him to my friend, so we have Zanzibarbara as well.
Zanzibaro?
Zanzibarbara.
Oh, Zanzibarbara, that's cool.
Cute, the offspring.
Yeah, and then I had a fern type thing, and I had to split that up, so that was Herdy and Gertie.
Oh.
So Gertie went to my other friend.
They're great names.
And then I had a fern, and she was called Fernie. And we've currently got a peace lily and I call her Lily.
Oh,
you're getting real creative then, aren't you, Nicole?
Yeah, I love this, Nicole. This is great.
And I've got a plant at home out in the front pot that my daughter's trying to name now because I had to bring all the plants home over Christmas and she was asking what I do with them and I told her all their names and that. And so now she wants to name our plant that's out the front. So we've called it Fletcher.
Fletcher, that's cool.
Well, thanks for calling Plants Anonymous, Nicole. We've appreciated your company.
No worries, thanks.
That's amazing. I don't feel like I feel like a bad plant mum now because none of mine are names.
I don't think there's enough names for all your plants.
That is true. All right, Matt, how are you this morning? Hello, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us. So, who's plant obsessed in your world?
Well, just for starters, I'm just going to go on your story.
Yep.
I reckon it's a good thing to have more plants.
Okay.
Because the more plants you got, the cleaner your air is. They suck up all the carbon dioxide.
Yep.
Making your air cleaner.
Mm-hmm. All right,
plants
fact.
Plants are healthier than the air.
There's a fact.
Okay, so it was my ex-girlfriend that was plant obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
She was adamant on getting these yuccas, six of them.
I can't stand those plants. I'm glad you broke up with her.
Oh.
I can't. I think they're ugly.
Matt's about to tell you how he's now a yucca farmer.
Oh, please don't tell me you got back with her.
No. Long story short, I swapped their plants out and I'm now got a fiancé with three kids.
Oh, congratulations.
No, they are a terrible plant. They got the big pointy leaves. They poke you in the eye and the arm and...
That's a no from you.
Oh, 100%. Anyway, so she bought these six yuccas for like $80. And you can imagine who's got to be the one carrying these full-grown yucca potted plants up a two-story house.
Oh, you're getting stabbed left, right, and centre.
Oh, you got no idea. And the ear and the eyes, the face, everywhere. So the first thing that happened when we broke up, these things are going.
Straight in the skip.
I had them on the side of the road, and I said, "Look, free, take them." They did not get taken, so I had to I think I just had to take them to the bush, and just no one wanted them.
Even the tip wouldn't accept them.
No, they wouldn't. Not even like the plant like section. Don't like them.
Yeah, well, yuccas went out of fashion about 2002, I think. So
I can't imagine why.
Well, look, Matt, thanks for calling the show, and yeah, I'm glad you've moved on to greener pastures.
Oh, I thought you did that.
See you, man. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good.
That's the way. So is it you that's plant obsessed, or are you dobbing someone in?
No, I'm plant obsessed.
Okay, what's the inside of your house like? Can you see any walls, or is it like Poison Ivy's lair?
Can still see walls.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I would not like to see walls, but I'm only in a rental, so...
Right. So you're slightly limited. If it was your house, the place would be crawling with them.
Yes.
All right, yes. So how many do you think you've got?
At the moment, I have a total of 33 indoor plants.
Wow.
Oh,
that's cool. So how many plants you got? 33. How many plants are you buying on average a week? Have you slowed down or do you still...
So I've slowed down at the moment.
Okay.
But when I was buying, it was probably 2 to 3 plants a week. Different types, and yeah, I would see something that I'd like and I'd have to have it.
Now, Chris, do you have a partner? You live in alone or...
Live alone.
All right, so you got complete control over this situation.
That's good. You know what?
Yeah.
If you have, you love your plants, don't get into a relationship because I'll make you, stop buying them.
Back.
I love my husband, but They'll, at some
it's
point,
ruining
they'll say,
your life, Jade,
they'll say
it?
No more. And you're like, oh.
And you don't need that kind of restriction in your life, do you, Chris?
No.
Yeah, exactly
not.
Right. Well, you stay single, it's working out for you.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for sharing.
No worries.
All right. Aww. A lot of indoor plant obsessed people out there. You're
it's
not
a
alone,
thing.
Jade.
No, I'm not alone. I love it. If I could live in a jungle, I would.
Oh, excellent. Well, next, we're talking about this guy who has been caught out watching a video whilst doing his job, which is in Parliament. Now, this is not like a naughty video, but it's still something he shouldn't have been watching.
That's awesome.
So we'll get into the details in just a minute.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Amy Shark on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, 7.55 with the Novos. Time for a bit of this.
Okay, I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Boy.
Bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Boy.
This is all because a Liberal Democratic Party meeting was happening over in Japan, right? And they're all in Parliament kicking about, doing their thing, discussing things. Now, this is also being broadcast on like a Zoom-type platform mm-hmm. so that people that don't need to be there but need the information can still get involved in the meeting.
Yeah.
Right? So you're minimising your social contact and all that stuff. One of the key players in the meeting, though, was caught watching a video of two alligators walking around while he was supposed to be having an important discussion about controversial revisions to law around retirement age.
That's
so this
amazing.
Is like a key issue for the future of the nation, and he's supposed to be involved in this discussion. He's been caught. They thought, oh, is he taking notes with his tablet? No, he's watching alligators sunbaking.
Of all the things.
I know, right? At least it wasn't a naughty video, which was my first thought, you know, that he might have been caught doing.
Yeah. Oh, alligators. That's the thing now with these meetings. I was chatting to my neighbour a couple of houses down, and her daughter actually started a new job just before COVID hit.
Yeah.
So she's actually only met one person of her team in person. Like, so she's only met everyone else through Zoom. She said she's sick of Zoom meetings. Like, you know me, I'm the first person around here. If they say there's a meeting at work, I'm whinging.
Audible groan.
I'm like, oh, another one. Why do we need a meeting for?
Another one.
Just put it in an email. Like, I'm such a whinger when it comes to meetings. I hate them. But at least in a meeting when you're present, physically present, you can escape if you need to.
Yeah, you can just leave.
I just get up, go to the toilet. Like, oh, this bit's not relevant to me. You can just, like you said, leave. But with the Zoom chat, she's saying her daughter is just stuck in these meetings because you can't just, like, hit, like, escape and then just delete and it's, everyone
well,
sees your box
go black.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, no good. I mean, I'm one, if there is a physical meeting, to actually just quietly walk out the door if I find it's not really relevant to me.
Like, yeah, just, always stand on the back.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't do that in Zoom. Oh. And you can get caught out watching alligator movies.
Horrible. I don't know what I'd be caught watching if it was me.
Oh, Taylor Swift documentary, I reckon, with the subtitles on.
Yeah, probably.
That's 100% Jade.
I'm always watching Taylor Swift on my Instagram. Oh, there you go. But on 13.10.09, guys, after this, we want to know how long did you have to wait in the emergency room? Because I know this happens a lot. Everyone hates having to go to the hospital because you're like,
the worst.
Oh, the wait in the emergency, but you could be dying. And
that's
you're like,
right,
crap,
essential.
I've got to risk the long wait. Because they do a great job. They're always busy. So if you've got a story for us, we're taking them after this.
Yeah, your news up next with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
So one of the staff members at work here, her husband had a really terrible accident. And he fell off the ladder. He's a plasterer. And when he fell, his head hit the corner of a table and had this... He needed 36 stitches in his head because he had that large gash.
That's crazy.
And it was actually, she said, it was quite sickening because obviously there was a lot of blood. He somehow got his way to the hospital. Mm. And then it's when the shock and everything, like, kicked in once he got there.
The adrenaline.
But she said she, you know, obviously found out. She rushed there. Find out what was wrong with him. And when she got there, he was already in the emergency room, and they were like assessing the wound and what they needed to do. And then she said the nurse just loved it. She said it was sickening. She was like, check this out, and she flapped the skin over could see his skull. She said it was that.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out should be used if you've got a new car or if you found a hilarious dog video on YouTube.
You know what I mean?
Not like, for flapping open people's skin.
Nurses and doctors, over, like, they're into that. They're into the gore. If you're working into emergency, that's what you're like. Mm. So anyway, luckily he's fine. He's got the stitches. He had a concussion. That's eased and he's doing all right. But he's had to, because of the, like, how big the stitches are and the concussion, he's had to have follow-ups back at the hospital for like changing the wounds and dressing. So she went back to get the dressing changed, and she said it was horrible because they were there for 6 hours because obviously he was no longer in an emergency case.
Of course.
So everyone else, you know, had to go through before him, but she was like, 6 hours. It was just a nightmare.
That is torture.
So on 131009, how long did you have to wait in the emergency room? We're taking your calls after this.
Yeah, Jess Malboy, Little Things. You're waking up with the Novos, 807 on New FM. Jess Malboy on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, waking up with the Novos and talking waiting rooms in hospitals.
That's right. On 131009 this morning, how long did you have to wait in the emergency room? Because it can be a long wait in there. Oh,
sometimes it's epic because you're not, like, it's so bad you can't just wait till the next day to go to a doctor.
No.
But it's not bad enough for them to consider you top priority.
But the thing is, really, you don't want to be a top priority because that's when things are really dire.
That's right.
To be honest. So really, you want the long wait, but you don't because we're all impatient humans and it's a bad quality that we all have.
My general rule of thumb is if you don't have, something hanging off, not going in.
Not going in, yeah.
Wait till tomorrow. We can wait.
But on 131009 this morning, we're taking your calls.
That we are. Let's go to Teresa. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Now tell us, how long did you have to wait? What was the situation?
Well, that was my friend, and I was at work, and she got bitten by a dog. And she's a postie.
Oh, God, yeah.
She was delivering mail, and when she called me, because she wasn't sure if she could drive, I said, how long's it going to be? Like, emergency, man, I don't want to be stuck up there. And she said, no, I've already been up here for a few hours, so wait too long. 8 hours I sat with her before
Get
she
out.
Was admitted to a bed with her arm ripped open because they'd flushed it and given her a tetanus shot.
Yep.
It was a stray dog on the street. Before they gave her a bed, and she was in there for a few days. She had to have microsurgery and everything. So
really?
Her arm was torn over. Her arm was torn pretty good. She's got a good scar out of it.
Jeez, you'd think someone like that would be higher up in the priority chain, wouldn't you?
No, she just sat out there, and I think she was in shock because I kept saying, is it hurting? Are you in pain? And she's like, no, it was all numb.
That's adrenaline for sure.
Yeah. So she conned me because she'd already been up there for quite a few hours.
Eight hours.
Like, I won't be long. So I was like, no, I don't want to be sitting up there.
Microsurgery.
The surgeons would come in and they were looking at it because they had to see it. And I kept saying, oh, go on, tell them what you do for a living. She's like, shut up. And they brought another doctor in. They said, tell him what you do for a living. And she's like, no, just leave me, fix my arm, let me go home. But she's stuck in there for a few days. So.
Oh, my God. Microsurgery. Yeah. So that would have been like tears to the muscle?
Yeah, like it was full. Her arm was tore open. Like it looked like, you could tell it was a bite. It looked like someone had ripped her forearm open, and she didn't even know. The dog, she just thought it snapped at her.
Yeah.
And then a neighbour seen it and heard it, and she was walking back to her van, and someone ran out with her cloth and said, your arm's bleeding. She's like, what? And then, she just thought it snapped at her. Cause it just sort of,
Teresa, real quick, did she finish her postie route before she went back?
No, she had to take, I think she took a week off.
Yeah, okay.
And then, she had to go straight up to the hospital.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, I was just curious. I was like, that would be a dedicated posting.
Yeah, absolutely. She wanted to, but, like, I was just bleeding, and then she was like, oh, better get that looked at.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Teresa. Amazing. All right, we're going to Leslie. How are you?
Huh?
Hey, Leslie, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. So, it sounds like you should be at school. Are you on your way?
No. Yes.
That's convincing.
That's funny. How's everything been for you? Pretty good?
Yep.
All right, that's good. So, Leslie, was it you who's had a long wait in emergency?
Yes.
So, what happened?
So, I was at school and I was doing weights.
Yep.
And I lifted the weights above my head and my arm got jarred.
Oh.
And then after school, I realized that my arm was, like, fractured it. And we went to this hospital and we were waiting there for 3 hours, pretty much.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And then we went in and then they done the x-rays.
Yep.
And then we had to go back out and wait another hour.
Oh, whoa.
Jeez, for a fractured arm, you'd think they'd put you a bit higher priority.
So have you gone back to the gym, Leslie?
Yeah, and then I had to have a sling on when it was the school holidays, which we went to Queensland.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Not the sling part. No. Oh, that ruins your holiday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Leslie, well, you know what? Thanks for calling the show. And how long's it been since you've washed the car for Mum or Dad?
Not until, like, last year was the last time I washed the car.
All right. Well, you know what? Because, you know, the car's probably pretty dirty because you haven't helped Mum or Dad, we're going to give you this prize, okay? It's from
Jester's
Mobile Car Clean, inside and out. It's worth $70, okay? So they can get, like, a full detail.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. So hold the line there, all right, Leslie?
Gabby, good morning. How long did they keep you waiting?
They kept me waiting 7 hours, but the embarrassing one was for my dad. He ended up basically skipping the queue on a whole bunch of people with their heads split open, arms broken, with a small cut, because he just he hates blood and he looked like he was about to pass out, came out with one Band-Aid.
That was it? You're kidding! That's amazing.
Hey, top tip to get to the front of the line, and I would never suggest you do that.
No,
but
don't.
Look really pale. Oh. By the sounds of it, you would just get up the front.
Yeah, he's a huge guy, 6'6", and they thought he was about to pass out covered in blood, but yeah, came out with one Band-Aid and had to do the walk of shame past everyone with their head split open.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Sounds like the Teresa's mate, the postie, stuck there that day.
Oh, no. Thanks so much for your call, Gabby. That's great.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks.
All right. Very interesting one there. Next, we are talking about this guy who broke into a museum. Now, you would normally think when somebody does this, they're in to steal a Picasso or something like that.
Yeah.
The thing he stole, worth less than $50.
Get out of town.
A bit of a bizarre story. We'll get into it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Chasing 23 degrees on the coast, 23 in Maitland in the valley as well, and sunshine. You're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
So this guy's been caught breaking into a museum. Now, normally when somebody does that, they're in there to try and, you know, take a Picasso or make off with some expensive artwork or something.
You know, King Louis XV of France's crown.
Or an artifact, something along those lines. This guy, though, has been spotted on CCTV taking selfies with the dinosaur, like, heads and skeletons and stuff.
Oh, that's what you want, more proof of your criminal activity.
Right? So not only, and this happened down south of Newcastle in a city called Sydney, he breaks into the museum in the middle of the night, and it's basically like that movie, A Night at the Museum. So he goes all around, explores the whole museum. The interesting thing, though, I think he was in a little bit of a fantasy, right? Because He had on his head like a cool cowboy kind of hat.
Yeah.
Looked exactly like Indiana Jones.
Oh, nice.
And he's getting around all the dinosaur bones, getting like, you know, his little selfies, his little photos and stuff. Police, of course, released the security vision to try and get in touch with this guy. And it seems he has been found. Now, the hat, it turns out, was actually a stolen hat.
Get out.
Yeah, so he's had to return his Indiana Jones hat. And, of course, he's in a lot of trouble because you can't be breaking into a
museum. Yeah, that's breaking and entering. That's bad. But at least he didn't cause any damage. He was just there for a good time. He just wanted to see the exhibits without the lines.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people are just, like, bored at home and he's probably just really wanted to get into the museum. And, of course, it's closed because everything like that is at the moment. But he just couldn't deal with the boredom anymore.
What would you be going to in the museum if this happened to you?
Are you a museum guy, Jackson?
I love museums. Like, going and seeing the mini figurines. Do you know what? Actually, not at the museum. I like to think it's exactly like that. Once dark comes, they all come alive. I love museums.
What are mini figurines?
Oh, do you know how they have the little setups of, like, wars and stuff like that?
Oh,
or
like
on the other end of the spectrum,
sort of
the giant stuffed, like, creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
To see what it would have been like in prehistoric times.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
You'd people be going straight there.
Yeah, and people don't like travelling with me because I'll spend days at museums.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I love them.
Are you a museum lady, Jade?
Yeah. Museums and churches. Like, if I'm on holidays, I love just going to old churches and museums. I don't know. It's the thing that you do and something you don't appreciate until you're older as well.
Is Ben into it?
Ben loves it.
Yeah, right. That's
Ben
cool.
loves it.
Like, I'm right into it. Emmy's only into it about half the time. So sometimes I'm dragging her along like, oh, we got to go. This is like incredibly famous.
Yeah, you know? Like honestly, like the coolest day, like seeing like the Mona Lisa like in the Louvre. Like,
unreal.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Incredible.
It's like the funnest way to learn as well. Like, it doesn't feel like an educational experience, but it is.
I don't mind a little tour as well. Sometimes.
All self-guarded with the little headphones.
The little headphones.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to go to an Egyptian exhibit. I was spewing when they brought out, I think, is it King Tutankhamun?
There's a few different pronunciations. Tutankhamun or Tutankhamun, I think.
Tutankhamun. Hamish. Like, do you remember, I think it was maybe, I want to say within the last 10 years, they brought him out along with a few pharaoh artifacts, and it did this world tour, and it did come, I think, to Canberra, our National Museum.
Almost went there.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't get
there.
Yeah, well, from Queensland it was at the time.
You know what, Jade, I love about you is you're this great combination of, like, fascinated by the world and education and stuff of saying, you know, you love museums.
Yeah.
But then you were spewing when you didn't get to see it.
See it? Yeah, no. Hey, you know what? I can, hey, look, keeping it real. Be myself, but I can appreciate, you know, the finer things in life.
Hey, museums are awesome. after the break, we are going to be talking about you, Jade, as a dog whisperer. This is not with your own dogs because I've seen you out and about talking to other people's dogs. In fact, I have managed to get myself a recording of this happening.
Oh, you didn't. This is when we were at lunch last Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
Jade, stitch up after the news.
Nice.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
It is the latest with Hamish.
It's only been like 4 weeks.
Damn it, I forgot. I'm sorry. It's the latest with Hamish.
Oh, that's even better.
Thank you. Sorry. What's new?
Oh, pussycat. Let's find out.
This has been the best one ever.
Quickly backtracking at you. Thank you, appreciate it. Hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's get into it. So only 2 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales over the last 24 hours, both of whom have just returned from overseas and they've been in quarantine, so no risk of any sort of transmissions there. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, only 5,300 people got tested over the last 24 hours. So again, the Premier's saying, look, we really need to get that up to 8,000 at least, 10,000 preferably each and every day, including on weekends. So if you haven't been tested, or if you're displaying any symptoms at all, go and get yourself tested.
Go have a go.
Go do it. Yeah.
Do it for your country.
Why not?
Isn't it that vibe?
Look, if that works, go and do it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Thank you, Peter Costello.
You're welcome. I'll have his paycheck too,
yes,
please.
That's right, true. So, also, too, confirmation that the schools will be returning from next week as of Monday. So, all schools are back pretty much as normal, except no assemblies, excursions, or school inter-school sport.
And all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of parents would be quietly fist-pumping the air right now.
Yes, this is the best time. That's true. And even parents aren't... they'll be required to stay off campus as well too. So
some parents will love that too.
They dream.
A lot of parents, I know my parents did not like getting involved in all those meetings and stuff. You know,
the PTA,
all that sort of gear.
My parents, I had no choice. I actually lived in the school.
My dad
was the headmaster of the school, so I actually lived in the school itself.
You did homeschooling your whole career.
Did actually technically? That's hilarious. I had a pretty awesome and huge backyard as well.
Well,
too,
that's
when everyone
handy.
Left.
Yeah.
One thing too, though, the Premier says we need to get used to case-by-case school closures if there are confirmed cases.
Of course, yep.
So if there is a confirmed case in a school, that means that they'll basically shut down that school and that school only and investigate any potential transmission as well too. So it might affect other schools.
Poor kids. I wonder what they're going to do at lunchtime. Like, they're still going to go out and play, but I guess a teacher's got to monitor that,
they'll be distancing, et cetera.
Dodgeball kids.
Yeah, exactly. Handball, everyone's got to wear gloves. But I guess, you know, the good thing is, if there is a transmission or something like that, it's sort of organised now. Like, righto, just go back to your Google Classroom and, you know, remember to take your notes home, all that sort of gear.
People
will be ready and sort of can deal with it
we
now.
Know we can do it. We know we can
exactly
do it.
Exactly so, right, yeah. Good stuff.
One final thing, too. Businesses are starting to return to normal as well, too. People heading back to offices.
Yep.
But that presents a new problem, and it's another health concern as well, too, because some of those building blocks, those offices haven't been used in a couple of months, there is a concern about Legionnaires' disease popping up.
And
there's actually been a bit of a spike in it as well, too. Now, Legionnaires is a bacteria that thrives in poorly managed water-cooled systems. And because a lot of those businesses haven't been used, their air conditioning hasn't been properly maintained.
Yeah, you know what? I got it when I was a teenager.
Really?
It's very mild. And it's actually, you get it most commonly, got people who work in submarines. It's actually quite common that people... Like, who, I don't know, whatever they are.
Really?
They're called submariners.
Yeah,
it's actually, do a bit of Googling on it and you'll find those fun facts out. But
interesting. Okay. I would have thought they would be properly maintained and rigorously
maintained.
Well,
apparently that's how it came about. Something Legion.
French and, Legionnaires. Not submariners, but that was a problem that came about in a nursing home that had former members of the French Foreign Legion.
It's quite interesting.
Oh, it's fascinating. Worth pointing out, too, that building owners and occupiers do have a legal obligation to ensure that cooling towers are properly maintained. So if you are a business that is restarting and you're an owner or an occupier, just check that if you do have a water-cooled air conditioning system, make sure it's checked out first.
Yeah, get an aircon person out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just go have a look at this. See if we've got any of that Legionnaire stuff kicking
That's
about.
The one. That's it.
All right,
guys.
Very interesting. Thanks, Hamish.
No worries.
What a day, guys, to be alive.
And thanks, Jackson.
Oh. Yeah,
filling
out.
In, pressing the buttons again. You do a great job.
Thanks
man.
For having me. No big mistakes. It's been nice to actually have some contact. I'm normally in the studio by myself, so
you're a pro.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Absolute
Jade.
Pro. 10 out of 10.
Yep.
I could take all the
compliments.
You want
some
more?
Keep going.
Yeah.
I do have 105 commercial free coming up, though. All the greats like Sam Smith, Salt and Pepper, Lovely the Band as well. That's after 9. Any final words, guys?
No, just see you later, alligators.
See you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.